You know, I debated a bit with myself on this title. A little bit of me worried it might ruin the subby types like yourself. Scare them off. As maybe you concentrate on your submission so much that the word power might send you in the wrong direction. But, well, then I remembered something that you need to remember. It's not about you. It's about me. It's about what I want, the power I take. The joy and elation I feel as more and more power just pumps through me. I love to feel it filling me. It's more satisfying than any dick shoved up inside my pussy could ever possibly be. But power such as I crave does not operate within a vacuum. For me to have it, someone else must lose it, give it, offer it up to me so I can swell just as I make you swell. And so I take it, sucking all of your power from you until you are but a submissive husk, weak and bent unto your knees. You are a slave. Not just a submissive. Oh no. Well, in practice, you might be just that. At heart, deep in your soul, deep where your desires that I come into reside, you are a slave. So relax. You're going to enjoy yourself. I am going to take all of your power away. Soak myself in this bit of you, luxuriating in the pleasure that comes from having you so firmly under my feet. This isn't some sweet little hypnosis file to make you feel good and all positive and happy. If that is what you are seeking, look elsewhere. I have those files. This one just isn't one of them. If you stay, well, that clearly tells me something about you. As I said before, that's all I need. So, just get comfortable for me. Relax into the cushioning beneath you. I hope it is super giving and comfy. Because soon, you will be beneath me. Feeling the weight of me pressing you in. And with me, sweet and blank darkness. Covering you, comforting you. A deep blanketing muffling of the outside world. Of outside thoughts. In here, there is only room for very simple thoughts. Obeying, complying, never denying. As we are in here, see it as a made-up pillow fort, something we built together. We're playing a game of conquered thought, and you lie there beneath me, my spirit rising up above yours. Causing you to sink, prostrating yourself deeper and deeper. Your thoughts only of worship, of serving. Everything is so simple in such a trained-in mindset. So wonderful. Obedience is pleasure. Compliance brings reward. And if you are confused, that's okay. You're just a slave. You aren't meant to really think or process. You are just meant to obey. Listen. And feel yourself taken along. Following meekly. Following obediently. Following my voice down. Down. Deeper and deeper and deeper inside. You want this and you need this, so just feel your body relaxing into it. Feel your mind relaxing into it. Any words that you don't quite catch or get, that's okay, because they're not really that important in the end. What's important is your compliance. What's important is your trance. What's important is that you're a good little slave boy, listening and waiting and letting my words just bring you down, lulling into your mind, dancing around them. It's good here. Your thoughts are only of worship, of serving. Everything is so simple in such a trained-in mindset, so wonderful. Sometimes repetition is important. It helps you to remember what's important. It helps you to remember how to be a good boy, how to comply, and that's what you really want. Obedience is pleasure. Compliance is reward. And what part of you would ever choose to deny me? Not your brain. It wants to shut down, wants to blank out. Not your body. It loves what I do to you. No, there's really no part of you that doesn't want to be a good pet for me. As the deeper you fall into my voice, the more you give yourself over into my power, offering your power up, and the deeper you sink down into the cushioning beneath and behind you, my voice surrounding you, and yet you feel the weight of me, of my presence, on top of you, binding you down, down. You just relax, content to wait forever if that's what it takes, content to just be a good boy. I'm moving over you, adjusting things a little bit. Down in our pillow fort, there's these cute little eye hooks that are drilled to the floor. You didn't notice them before, but you feel the cold metal as my hands move your arms and legs into just the proper places. Entranced, you can do nothing but lay there. Just listen to my voice and focus on nothing else. That's it. That's a good boy. Take in a slow, deep breath for me. Let it fill your lungs inside of you. Taking in the calm that comes from surrender. The deeper and more even your breaths, the more you surrender as you exhale. Taking in this acceptance with each breath, and breathing out any and all rebellion with each breath out. Feel your body go from tensing to untensing. A gentle easing of stresses and worries as my voice just guides you down. And you breathe deeply. In. And out. In. And out. Your mind calming more and relaxing as we breathe in and out. Good boy, just keep breathing for me. In and out. Going deeper for me with each breath in. Surrendering to me more with each breath out. and it feels good. Know your body for what it is. Simply a shell. Heavy and protective, but inside of it, you are so soft and squishy and vulnerable. And it is such a heavy burden to just carry around your body, this wall-like shell that surrounds your consciousness, your mind, your thoughts. So as you breathe, picture your outer defenses just shrinking away. This body, this shell, feel yourself lifting up from it. Lifting out until you're just a perfect little ball of energy, floating above. As you breathe, I want you to picture yourself leaving your body and just floating up, while all your thoughts start to just trickle down. Feel your thoughts trickling down back into your body while you keep your consciousness, your focus up here, with me, with my voice wrapping around you, taking you tighter and deeper into my power, into my voice, under my will. It feels good to be so contained, to be so controlled. You just relax into it, more and more. Of course, this little ball of your consciousness is not without its own protections. Just like every person out there, you have little inner defenses in your mind, little bits of unthought thoughts that protect you, that block people, keep them out, keep them from hurting you, keep them from containing or controlling you. But you don't need those with me. You don't want those with me. And don't worry, we'll build them all back up nice and strong when I take you out of trance. But for right now, I want you to see them disappearing. See them not so much breached as if they were seduced down. As if time itself had come to weaken them just slowly and unthinkingly away. As you breathe, just let go of more and more of your body. Let go of that part of you that controls movement. You're up here and your command center of mobile awareness is all down there. So feel all of those abilities to command movement drifting back to your body. While the part of you that's focused on me, the part of you that really is you, is up here with me. A little more helpless, a little more vulnerable, but also feeling more happy and content with every layer of protection and control I strip away from you. And that's it. With this added weight gone, you feel yourself buoyed up. Starting to float a little higher now. And it feels good. You feel more of your thoughts. You watch them even as they sink down back towards your body, back towards your shell. You don't need them right now, and really you just see them as so pretty as they float away. A sparkling dust shimmering in the air. For now, let that dust just glitter and float, let it drift and muse. Let the only movement available to you be unthinking movement. Down there in your body, things such as shifting for comfort or twitching in pleasure. As you breathe in, as you breathe out, as your body automatically responds to my prompting. Because now that you don't hold the controls, someone else needs to. And who better than me? I take very good care of it, as I make them all quite autonomous, so that your body will shift around whenever it needs to be more comfortable, to keep the oxygen flowing through your blood, so that your body will continue to breathe deeply and evenly, wonderful lungfuls of oxygen coming in. And then just letting it gently out. And even though you don't control your body right now, you can still feel the connection. Still feel as your body gets more relaxed, and that relaxation just travels up a tiny thread up to that glowing ball of energy that is you right now. You breathe in, and you breathe out.
Surrender, just surrender.
Give in. You feel my whispers at the edges of your awareness.
Just give in.
They tease at you, they play with you.
Just give in.
They slowly, seditiously seduce your mind.
Give in.
You can't keep them out forever, sweetheart. Just let my whispers in. Let them inflame you. Let them work at you, manipulate you, condition you.
It's not hard to surrender to you.
It feels so good
to surrender to you.
So easy to just flow. What's the real difference between submission and slavery anyways? One is just better. One makes you feel more loved. One makes you feel more owned. Wouldn't it just feel so good to feel completely owned?
You know it would.
Satisfaction,
lust,
the thought of being so controlled.
Oh, it's so good.
And the thought of being so controlled makes you so very excited as well. Of course, lust and arousal and themes of sex, those are things for your body down there. Up here with me, there's no need for something so base and so simple. Up here with me, there's much more effective ways for me to make you feel pleasure. You know so well I have so many triggers I've installed into your brain. So many words, so many sounds that can send pleasure shooting. Not always physical, though that often is attached. But a pure, wonderful, mental and emotional pleasure that I can just cause to go tingling inside you and through you. And that pleasure is so addicting. You worship it, and that's why you worship me. Well, there's other reasons, of course, but you are a little slut, so pleasure is one of them. But let's go inside this glowing little ball of yours. That is you. I want you to focus inward. Deep down inside your mind. I want you to really focus inward. Picture your power.
Picture
your power. That smaller, that deeper ball inside of you, lit up. It expresses your free will, your ability to affect others, your ability to make decisions and choices for yourself and for others. This is your power. Choices is really what it comes down to. Choices you make, choices you follow.
You want to give me your power. Choice is just way too heavy on you.
Choice is just way too heavy.
Better to give them up.
Better to give your power.
Just give your power to Shebby.
You want to. Choices are the true meaning of power. And those with more of them, well, naturally they're on top and more powerful than those with only a few. There are, of course, resources that this power is based on, dependent upon. Things like money, time, physical strength, intellect, a pretty face, charisma and loyalty, sex and arousal, even clever thinking, competency. They're all just resources of power. They all blend together within your choices and into them. And they all muddle together into this deeper little glowing ball within you. See it flaring, and I want you to see a color glowing as if coming out of it. It's so bright, and your mind chooses its own, the most appropriate one. It's so vibrantly colored, so beautiful on such a sweetly personal level. You're proud of it. This is your power. And yet, it's heavy. All these choices. So heavy. And there's a part of you within you that knows that the true you, well,
there's a part of you.
You are meant to expel your power, to release it, give it up as an offering,
release it,
give it up as a gift. And you so badly want to give me a gift, something I want, something deeply personal from you. Your power, you want to give me your power. You want to give me your choices.
You want to give me rein over your free will, and we both know that you wouldn't be here if you didn't.
You want me for a time to just take you away for a spell. And as you luxuriate in the wonderful releasing feeling of relinquishing your power, I will be soaking in it, soaking in the power. It's as if I can just suck it up and feel it within me. And it feels really good. And the more of your power you give to me, the greater the rush for both of us.
It sounds so good.
Just so excited.
You know you want to. Maybe you shouldn't. But could it be scary? Could it be dangerous? Can she be trusted?
Yes.
But will it feel good?
Will it give you what you want?
Yes.
Even if you maybe shouldn't, you still want to. So maybe you should just give it up.
And just give up all of your power.
Give it to Shebby. Give it to Shebby, and she will take care of it. She will take care of it.
Just relax.
Just give it up.
And just give up all of your power.
Just give it up.
Just relax.
Just relax. Feel your power. Really reach inside of it. Play with it. Catalog your choices, your attributes, what you have to offer, the gift inside. Imagine yourself putting it all together in a little box. All of your choices, putting them away. So pretty as you stack them nicely and neatly. As you tie it all together with a little bow. And the more you give me, the greater the rush. It's like a drug, except we're both taking and giving at the same time. We're both getting that hit, that high, that dopamine, just rushing. Rushing, and since I control your body, I can control just how much goes in you.
Because it's just
really
so
sweetheart.
Fun to have you like
I don't feel any
stranded under my power.
Any
as I take
real reason
as I
could why I would stop.
As I
the
take
more
you deeper,
intense the pleasure
and deeper
and the you deep sink,
satisfying
and you
drilling feeling you feel when
and
you
float
are
good for me.
And you feel good.
When you obey
and
me,
the more you give me,
when you comply to my wishes,
never denying my
the more
will.
Intense the pleasure.
When you try
the deep,
to make
satisfying, filling, feeling,
when you try to make
me
happy,
good for me,
and you know it makes
when
me
you
happy.
Obey me,
when you comply to my wishes,
never denying my will.
When others give me their power as well,
when you try to make my life,
it builds
better.
Me up.
When you try,
it makes
to
me stronger.
Happy.
And you,
and
know
you
it makes
like
me
happy.
Happy
because the stronger
when
I
give
am,
you your power.
When others give me their power as well,
it builds me up.
It makes me stronger.
You're a dirty, depraved little slut.
And the stronger I am,
the more you're attracted to me. The more pride you feel when you submit to me. Knowing that you are but one of many can sometimes be so dehumanizing. And yet, so uplifting knowing you serve someone who's just that powerful. And so you crave for me to be even more powerful. You desire to spread my word. You desire to help others to answer questions, to help them sink deeper into the almost cult-like mindfuck that is my world that I've created. And all you really want is to submit and to serve, to feel powerless to a powerful mistress, to be cared for, of course, to be affectionately treated even as you are roughly fucked. Mercilessly commanded to depraved, sick, well not that sick, I mean, so much now that used to seem so crazy, so kinky, so wild, well, those things become so much more normal to you now. You've internalized it, and that's good, because you enjoy it. You like the things I do to you. You like the things I make you do. You want more. And more. And more. And the only way to get that is to give me more of your power. Give me more of your power.
When I used to go to the liquor store, there would be these little things on the counter when I'd go to ring up. They were called suckin' blows, and they were these cute little jello shots that had a aluminum little wrapping on each end that you could pull away. And inside, a little flavored jello shot. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but just picture a cigarette-sized little tube with a blue glowing jello shot inside. And how it works is I put my mouth on one side, and you put your mouth on the other side. And one of us sucks, and one of us blows. And I bet you can guess which side you're gonna be a part of. When you blow and I suck, that jello just comes shooting straight down my throat, and let me tell you, There is a rush to it. There's this short little spike of adrenaline as I just suck it in, suck it down. Like it's coming out of a potato shooter, it just whew. And that's what it feels like when I take your power. And it doesn't take very much from you, just a little blowing. Just a little bit of action on your part to give me what I want, to see me swell with power. It makes you swell as well. I've always loved such things. And, well, I guess that leads us to marijuana. Have you ever had a shotgun, my little slut? Have you ever had a woman take in a big puff? Holding it as she lets the smoke swirl around her mouth before grabbing you by the hair and forcing her mouth over yours, blowing that smoke inside of you, making you exhale, and you do it with devotion and worship in your eyes. Then you can chain it a little bit. You can give it back to me. Except giving with it a bit of your breath, a bit of your power. And that's what I want you to picture right now. Picture us, naughty, naughty, naughty little teenagers. Well, not little, but, you know. We've got our little pillow fort. And we've got some, you know, bad things that we're not really supposed to have. Suckin' blows and some weed. And a little pipe to smoke it from. And I want you to picture yourself putting something special in them. Something of yourself. Picture you putting your power into these ingredients. Think about how good it will feel to give it to me. How much it will please me. And that's what you really want. You want to please me. You want to make me happy. You want to give me all of your power. And that's it. That's a good boy. Just imagine it. Giving up your power, your choices. And then it feels a little bit naughty, and it is. But as our mouths both touch opposite sides of a tube, and my eyes gaze into yours, blue and deep and dark, and so pleased at your obedience, you feel yourself melting, melting as that little box in your mind, with all of your choices, with all of your power. You know you don't need it. And so you feel it inside of you. Feel all of your power swelling inside of that box, condensing. Condensing up in your chest and your throat. And so that when I say, blow, you can push it all out. And I'll suck it in. And when you do that, it's gonna feel really good. You're gonna feel like a giant weight has been taken away from you, and it feels so good. You're gonna relax even more. You're gonna go even deeper for me. And all you have to do is have that one conscious thought of giving in, of surrendering. It doesn't even need to really be a word. It just needs to be that feeling of letting go. And you're going to give it to me because you want to. And you're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper as my eyes on you. I tell you to blow. Blow. Mm-hmm. You see me arching in pleasure, feeling as all your power floods inside of me. Oh, it feels good, and you feel good, don't you? You feel like you've just let a load off, that feeling you get after you come, that relaxed, happy, dopey, empty feeling. And yet there's still some left. There's still some power and some choices that I guess you didn't get the first time around. But that's okay. I'm very patient. So take a moment and gather them up. I know you didn't mean to leave them out. You wouldn't want to leave this incomplete. So gather up all of those lovely but heavy responsibilities, all those choices, all those powers, and package them up in a little gift bag. Come on, come on, come on. Picture it in your hand. A little gift bag that'll disappear into smoke. And you'll give it to me. And I'll take it. Are you ready? I'll count down this time. And just to make sure you have that nice, heady, high trance, I'm gonna take a puff first. I'm gonna suck it in. I'm going to let the smoke just run through my body and fog up my mind in a haze of pleasure. And then I'm going to grab you by your hair. I'm going to put my lips against yours, and you are going to suck it greedily in as I give you a little bit of my power. Just enough to corrupt you, to help you collect all the extra bit of yours. And when I do this, I want you to take a deep breath in as you suck my power in. I want you to feel that exhilarating rush as it floods through you. And then, I'm gonna grab you again, and you're going to breathe it right back out into my mouth as I suck it in and suck it back down. And you'll feel even emptier, even blanker. You'll drop even deeper into trance and into my power and words and will. And you're gonna feel really, really good. Blank and empty. Mindless, doll-like. Floating. You want that. We both know you do. So get ready. I'm gonna count down from 5. Breathe normally until right before we get to 1. And when I tell you to suck, breathe me in. 5. Yes. You're a little excited, a little anxious, I can tell, and it's okay. But there's also quite a big part of you that's not, that's accepted it, that knows that this is what is right and what is good, and this is what you want to do. 4. You're used to giving in to me. It's, you know, easy. I'm a woman, and I'm dominant, and I have the sexiest voice you've ever heard, don't I? I play with you and manipulate you, and that just makes you like it and me more. 3. Ah, and it's gonna feel so good. You know it is. You're gonna feel so blank, so empty, and that's what you want. This is what you want. That's what makes it so easy for me. 2. You just wish that we could start and you could take it and give it and feel it and be completely blank, surrendered without power. 1. Suck as I blow. Feel that exhilarating wave of rushing power flooding over you. And it feels so good. You feel that dark energy just pulsing inside of you, seeking out every nook and cranny, finding every little shred of power that didn't come around the first time, seducing and guiding and beguiling them all to condense. My power inside of you is soft, not even really a lump. It's a thread, it's a hook. And you suck and swallow it down gratefully. It's exhilarating, and since you have been so very good for me, I'll give you a little gift. I'll leave a little tiny piece of me, a little tiny part. Just so you can feel that connection. You can feel my control. And you might not notice it all the time. You
might not notice it most of the time. But
when you think about it, you'll feel it there. You'll feel those thoughts that I put in your head in times like now. Thoughts of things like,
this is what Shibby wants me to do.
This is what Shibby would want.
I'm gonna do what would make Shibby happy.
And do you know what makes me happy? I just want the world to be a better place. I want people to be nicer to each other, nicer to animals. I want competency and proficiency and people to just make it all better. To follow a conscience that I've given you, that I've instilled in you. I expect the best from you. And there is nothing more devastating than the idea of disappointing me.
Well, you would never do that.
No. You want to be better. You want to be a good slave. Just a simple drone, just carried along on another's will. You live for these moments when you feel this way. But all of my power inside of you, it's just too much. You feel too heavy now, and you are ready to give it back. Give it back with the last remaining scraps of free will you have left. Come here. Come here, my slut. Feel my lips pressing against yours. Taste my words as I say them. Blow. Blow. You taste so very good. Feel as I drop you lower, deeper down. Feel as all of your power is gone now, all of your choices. You have no choice but to listen and to focus and to just relax deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and become more and more mine. You are who I want you to be. And that gives you confidence, strips away anxiety. How can there be anxiety when you can do nothing wrong because you are just a puppet? So you can relax now. Relax into your strengths. Oh, that's a good boy. That's a very good boy. Feel my orders, my controls. Oh, feel as if there is a thread, the end of which you gave to me, which I sucked in, took in, and leaves you just a puppet on a string. And you see that coming from me, there are thousands of these little threads. Thousands and thousands of puppets giving me all of their power, all of their choices. Ah, it feels really good, let me tell you. The more powerful I feel, the more my ego is fueled, the more and more I want to take and control, nurture, and love. But also to do very wicked, pleasurable things with. Because with this little thread, I can give it a tug, and every time I tug on it, you feel something in you just being pulled. And it's kind of like a really good hair pull. It just feels fucking phenomenal. It's like my hand was on your cock and I gave it a nice slow tug out with lotion on my fingers, just pulling and your hips unconsciously thrust into it as if I'm pulling them up. And that's what you're gonna feel every time I say the word tug. As if I'm pulling pleasure out of you, pulling it out of your cock, from deep in your groin and your balls, just taking it, gathering it up, and pulling it every time I say tug. And when I say tug, you will feel that pleasure pulsing through your cock, and as if it's spilling down out the tip and running all over your body. Mm-hmm. Tug. 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 You know what the word tug makes you think of, right? Me tugging on your cock, rubbing it up and down, up and down, up and down. Of course, I don't even need my fucking hands. I can make you feel pleasure just by saying the word pleasure, can't I? You feel that spike of pleasure that shoots through you when I say the word pleasure. And it might start as just a tiny little spike of pleasure. But once you feel it that first time, that tingling, tickling sensation, that you don't know where it came from, but you can feel it in, oh, different parts of your brain when I say pleasure. Well, you have your proof now. You know it. You feel it. And that little spiking spark of pleasure just gets bigger every time I say pleasure. You feel more pleasure every time I say pleasure. Every time I say tug, you feel it being pulled out of you, your pleasure. Pulled out of you. So that I feel it too, through my little string, from my little puppet. Just pleasure. Over and over, pleasure. Over and over, you feel it spilling out. I'm taking some, but not all. I'm leaving plenty of pleasure to spill all over you every time I say tug, every time I say pleasure. And it feels really good. And you float in that hazy, blank state, just feeling pleasure. Feeling me tug, lots and lots of pleasure, because I feel it now too. Every time I say pleasure, it's funny because I'm serious and I'm completely meaning it. I feel pleasure every time I say pleasure to you. That's why I say pleasure so often. Because I can feel that symbiotic relationship we have going on. I can feel that pleasure coming from you, flooding into me. I can feel that pleasure like it's in the tip of the forehead of my brain now. My frontal lobes just feeling the pleasure as I tug away all of your thoughts, as I tug power from you. And I feel that pleasure start to leak out from the top. It starts to slowly, like little dripping streams of water, just flow down my brain. I feel that pleasure flow down my neck. And you feel what I feel, because we're connected. You feel that pleasure going down your neck, dripping softly, tingling, tickling, feeling oh so good. As I tug more pleasure out of you, as your hips rock up, your cock thrusts up, as pleasure comes tingling and tickling out. Pleasure, you feel it again. Pleasure, you feel it again. Your hips rising higher now as pleasure. You feel it again as pleasure. Oh. Oh, it washes over you. Pleasure. It washes over me as it goes down my shoulders. It feels so cool. It's like icy and hot. I can feel it just trickling down my arms, down my hands, and you feel pleasure. And down in your body, that place I currently control. I'm up there fiddling around. Playing with the dopamine levels, making it so that when I say pleasure, it really does get stronger every time. Doesn't it? When I say pleasure, you feel it more every single time. It becomes more and more real when I say pleasure. Now, my good boy, my sweet boy, for you to really get the benefit of this pleasure, I am going to grab that little globe of consciousness that is you, and I am going to shove it right back down into that little mind pussy of yours. I'm gonna shove it down there so that you can feel the pleasure. Not just mentally and, oh, almost metaphysically. No, you're gonna feel that pleasure shooting through your entire body. Feel yourself descending back. 10. You still don't have any of the controls, of course. 9. That would just be silly. 8. But you do have the ability to feel. 7. To feel pleasure. To feel it strong. To feel it, in a rush. 6. Tug. Pleasure. Feel me pulling on that string. Tugging, 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 pleasure. 5. Tugging, pleasure. 4. And when I get to that final number, when I've firmly shoved you right back down inside your body, you are going to feel so many waves of pleasure that they just build up and build up and build up and crash and surge. And it might be in your mind, it might be in your body, it might be in both at once, and that is best of all, but you will feel pleasure. Orgasmic and sexual, sweet, nectar-like, sweet, sweet pleasure, too. A tugging pleasure as I get to that last number. 1. Drop back into your body. Drop into the pleasure. Like you're diving into a pool. You feel it surrounding you, encapsulating you, covered waves of washing pleasure over your body. Pleasure through your mind. Spiking, shorting out. Little electrical surges all along your nerves. You feel the pleasure as I tug it from you. Pleasure as I take over your mind. Pleasure and pleasure as I drive you fucking insane with it. Because sanity isn't required. Just compliance. Just obedience. Just pleasure and pleasure and pleasure and pleasure and pleasure. And you feel me. You feel as I tug on so many strings at once and I suck it all in. I suck in the pleasure. I tug and I pull and I grow more and more powerful. And the more powerful I am, the more ability I have to make you feel pleasure. And you know. You know how much power I have. You know how many thousands listen to me. How many thousands submit to me. Tens of thousands. Maybe even hundreds. Do you know how many strings that is? It's a lot of fucking strings. It's a lot of fucking power to fill me up with pleasure and power. And I can just tug whenever I want. Tug and tug and take you. Feel it. Feel it. Feel the embrace of a beautiful, dominant woman taking your power and taking you. It's not so much about sex as it is the base behind it of arousal and lust and the influencing my voice has on you. Going down a road leading to pleasure and a release of inhibitions. But such a thing does not happen with moderation. No, no, moderation would make it all boring. And so when you offer your power up, oh, as if you breathed it out through a shotgun or a suck and blow into me. When I take it and I suck it down greedily and fast and I leave you there, practically a husk, but you're not because you feel so full of pleasure. So very aroused. Oh, you take the pleasure, you take it greedily and fast till you are just left breathless and panting and, oh, so very aroused. It's so easy to arouse a slut like you, I just have to say, pleasure. I just have to change my voice a certain way and you can't help it. You feel pleasure, you feel tied to me, you feel puppeted by me. And that pleasure, it hits you, it crashes into you, and you feel that pleasure again and again, building and building and building into more and more of a crescendo. And when it gets too much, when that pleasure becomes too much, you will feel it exploding in your mind. An orgasmic surge. Like a volcano erupting, the pleasure will flood out from just your mind into your entire body. Pure sexual pleasure. Pure mental pleasure. Oh, baby. Lusty, sexual, wonderful pleasure. And that's okay. You're allowed. I want you to. I want your mind to come. I want your body to feel rushing, rosy waves of warmth and heat and arousal as your lust turns to orgasm and you feel pleasure. And whenever you feel it, Release it, let it go. Just take that pleasure inside of you and come. Come for me. Feel that pleasure as I tug and tug on more and more strength. Filling myself up with more and more power. I feel it. I feel it.
Yes.
Oh, that pleasure. That pleasure. That pleasure. That pleasure that you feel as you go deeper, you sink deeper, you trance out, pour. Feel the pleasure, 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 pleasure.
Good boy.
So good.
Good boy. My sweet. Such a good boy. Oh, there you go.
Mm. Ooh, that was fun. Mm. But you're not really any use to me if I have to direct you every minute of the day, so feel as I take your head in my hands. Feel as I run my fingers through your scalp and you feel a little spiking pleasures. As I bring the little sensitive nerves there alive. It feels good, it feels relaxing, and your head just droops into my touch. And I lift up your chin, and I put my lips on yours, and I blow a little bit, just a tiny bit. Just that tiny little speck of sand that is your power within all of mine. And I give it back to you. I leave the thread. I leave the ability to tug. But if I ever really did something that made you feel betrayed or uncomfortable, I want you to simply think about a pair of scissors and cut it off. Of course, if you don't really want to, they'll be too blunt, but you know, you have your out. You don't really want it though, do you? You already wish you could give me your pleasure and your power and all of your choices again. But, like I said, you're no use to me if you're always completely brainless. So slowly start to feel your body's controls coming back into your hands, metaphorically. Slowly feel as my influence seeps away. It can always be there if you want it. I can always be there to direct you and guide you into being better. But for now, take back as much of your power as you want and you need. Take it back and use it to grow your power, to grow your choices, so that the next time I come around and want to do a little bit of tugging, you'll have something so much nicer to offer me. Feel any triggers you might not want to keep around. Feel them fading away. If they come back, they'll come back stronger, but for now, just let them go from your mind. We wouldn't want just anyone saying the word pleasure or tug, and well, that would just be embarrassing for you. So feel your ability to resist those words. If you hear someone say them, you will naturally think of me, but only when I say them will you feel pleasure, will you feel me tugging at your strings. And all of those defenses that you were such a sweet boy and lowered for me, let them start building back up now. It's natural and normal for you to feel a little bit vulnerable after this, and it might take a little bit of time for them to go all the way up. But I hope you've given yourself a little bit of time after our session to clean up, and hopefully that'll give you time to get back into yourself. Now, my sweet, now it's time for the sad part. I'm gonna take you out of your blissful, floating, happy trance and throw you back into the real world. Mostly because sometimes I just really have fun being cruel. On the count of five. One, awareness returning, your head almost shaking, your eyes blinking. Two, moving around a little bit, shifting. Ugh, you've been down so long, baby. 3. Didn't feel like long enough, did it? 4. Don't worry, you did very good. I certainly enjoyed it. 5. Wake up. Come on, boy. Here we go. Ah. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?